Absolutely. I think this show is going to do really well. Not that you would have had to have seen the show Boeing Boeing from a few years ago, but this is considered a sequel to Boeing Boeing. A couple of the characters, the two male lead characters, Bernard and Robert, were characters in Boeing Boeing. So we're revisiting these characters like 5 or 6 years later. The plot doesn't connect, so you don't need to see one show in order to enjoy the other.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, you don't need to. And there's different actors playing the roles from the previous production. But I think the audience will really like this show. It's a farce, it's comedy, it's light. It takes place in the French countryside. Mistaken identities, love affairs, kooky characters, crazy dress, 1963. I mean, it can't get any better than that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it's really great that we're starting off this season with a comedy rather than a drama. Coming out of Avenue Q, I think it really connects the seasons together very well.
I know you can't give too much away.
Of course
You know,
I can't.
you want people to be surprised when they come.
Of course.
But what does it mean? As much as you can tell us of don't dress for dinner. What does that
What does
mean?
that mean? I think it has a lot to do with the mistaken identities that happen in the show, which basically starts with my character of Suzette. And I can't really give too much away because from the beginning, there's all these little plot points that build on top of each other. But I will say that there is some redressing of my character on stage so that she can prepare for dinner as she assumes new identities in the show. And it's a lot of fun. It's basically has to do with that. The don't dress for dinner is basically don't dress for your character because you never know who you're going to have to play any moment in this play.
What do we know about the playwright?
Mark Hamaletti is the playwright, and he wrote Boeing Boeing.
Has it been a successful play elsewhere?
Yes. Well, the show was revived on Broadway, I believe, 2 years ago and had its initial revival, that production in London, I think about 6 or 7 years ago. And it was a huge hit. The actress, Spencer Caden, who plays Suzette, the cook that I'm playing, was nominated for a Tony Award.
No pressure there.
No pressure there at all. I've been very good about not watching any video clips or anything about her work, so that I don't, it's always great to be inspired by other actors' performances, but as an actor, the creative process, you want to make a role your own.
Right.
It's so important. And so I've heard so many great things about her performance that I will not look at it until the show is done. And then it'll be interesting to see if there were any crossovers, if we came to the same places about the character. I always find that really interesting, to watch other actors do the same work and see where the script just makes every actor create the same moment. How much is that the script? How much is it is the actor creating the character through themselves?
Is it targeted toward a certain age group? Do you think that'll get it more?
I don't think so. I think this is one of those plays that I think all ages are really going to love. It's smart, it's funny, it's really accessible, it's quirky.